Welcome everyone, Dylan Jamelli here today with a brand new video for you. And today I want to discuss whether or not Sustanon is the superior form of testosterone. But before we get into that, just a big shout out and thank you to everybody out there watching and supporting the channel. I cannot thank you enough. If you haven't yet, please like, share, subscribe, comment. Anything that you do to interact with the channel is helping the channel to grow, and it's allowing me to produce more and more content for you each and every day. Also, today's video is sponsored by letsgetchecked.com. Now, letsgetchecked.com specializes in at-home blood testing. All you have to do, go to the website, letsgetchecked.com, order whatever tests you want out of their huge catalog. They've got them for men and women, hormonal wellness, sexual health, whatever you may want, order it. They're going to ship you your kit in the mail, register it online, provide the sample, ship it back. You're going to get results extremely fast, sent to your email. They've got doctors and nurses there to answer any questions or concerns that you might have. So check them out. Letsgetchecked.com. Coupon code Jamelli30 is going to save you 30% off your entire order. All right. So I want to talk about this one. This one is one that's come up. I've talked about this in short form on different types of videos, but I haven't actually dedicated a video to it. I would say if you want an in-depth explanation on Sustanon 250, I do have a video completely dedicated to that, because what I do here is going to be more so of a kind of a quick little rundown of things about it, but I'm not going to give you that full-blown video. What I'm going to hear today, my goal here is to explain to you why Sustanon is not superior to any other forms of testosterone. I still remember, so I lived in Maui back, let's see, I moved there in 2011, was there for like a year and a half. One of the things that I found there in the gym was that this belief that Sustanon was just so superior was rampant. Yeah, bro, you run the sust, you got the sust, they call it the sust. Like it was some sort of, I don't even know, some mythical creature, the sust. And there is a lot of misconception, in fairness, that Sustanon is somehow, you're going to get such better results and it's so superior. Now, if you're new to all of this, testosterone is broken down into different esters. All right, and basically, and I've covered that too. I've talked about esters, but you know, there's long and short esters. So at one end of the spectrum, you've just got pure testosterone. There's no esters attached to it whatsoever. That's going to be your testosterone suspension or TNE, testosterone no ester. So when it's injected, that hormone's released into your body really, really fast, and you're going to see a quick spike in your serum testosterone level. All right. And that's going to remain elevated, but just for a really short period of time because there's no ester attached. Now, then you go look at a longer ester. You've got your enanthates and your cypionates. You can go even longer with your decanoates, and I'm going to talk about that. But that's going to be a much slower release of the testosterone in general. And, you know, then you're going to have like an elevated level as it remains in your body for a longer period of time. Now, in between that, you've got your propionate, which is a shorter ester. It's a really popular choice, but it lasts a few days. So everybody has their preference. You know, if you have a shorter ester, you've got to have more injection frequency. So with a propionate, you're going to be injecting every other day, whereas a cypionate or an enanthate, it's going to be twice a week. Some people do stretch cypionate to once in a week, and the half-life does allow it for that. Some people even do it with enanthate. I personally, and this is personally, feel that there's more blood stability with the twice-a-week injection. I have personally always felt better, and more people than not feel a little better when they're doing it twice a week as opposed to once a week. Some people stand by it, and that's cool. Now, with the difference here is with Sustanon, it's comprised of four different esters, both long and short. All right, so we've got 100 milligrams of testosterone decanoate, 60 milligrams of isocaproate, 60 milligrams of phenylpropionate, and 30 milligrams of just propionate. Sustanon really was designed with the, you know, purpose of being used for TRT, A lot of people would inject it two, three times, or every 2 to 3 weeks, excuse me, and some people even once a month. I don't advise that. I would still say once a week if you're going to do it that way, and some people still inject sus twice a week. The thing that stands out for Sustanon is that combination of long and short ester, so you've got some hitting quicker while it's still having the esters that remain in there for a longer period of time, and that's nice. I mean, it's a good feeling. Because a lot of people need a kickstart with a longer ester testosterone cycle, right? So a lot of people will kickstart with an oral, so they start feeling things a little bit earlier and have a jump start to it. Well, with Sustanon, you're going to have the benefits of both long and short ester. So that's a benefit. That's a plus for sure. Absolutely. Or what the heck is the point of making an ester with four, you know, different esters attached? But it doesn't mean that you're going to get bigger and better results. In fact, a lot of people will find that they have more post-injection pain. Some people will have more estrogen conversion issues. So it's just not like it's all peaches and cream here and that it's so superior in that manner. The superiority to it is what I just discussed, is that it is a combination of long and short esters. But that's where it begins and it ends in terms of superiority. Some people may say it's superior for TRT, and that's fine if that works for you. But in actuality, for most, the only real difference here or possible added benefit is that kickability of feeling it a little bit earlier and it going in that manner. For some people, they don't like that. And that's cool either way, to each their own. And for some people, it's great. And for some people, it's not. My point is that you are not going to take Sustanon and take testosterone cypionate or propionate on their own and have any different result. You might have a different experience in terms of how you feel throughout, but ultimately at the end, it's not as though Sustanon is going to add 5 or 10 more pounds or 10 more pounds on your bench or 40 or whatever. That's nonsense. The Sust, this mythical creature, does not exist. Sustanon 250 exists, but this ideology and mythology that it's so much better is very, very inaccurate, in my opinion. So, there you go. That being said, stay tuned for plenty more to come. Dylan Jamelli, signing off.